I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Dave Popkin.
Saxophonist Jimmy Green has traveled the world with jazz legends such as Horace Silver, Freddie Hubbard, Kenny Barron, and Ron Carter's Foresight Quartet. But when he goes back to the Saratoga Jazz Festival, it's like old home week. He recently played the event with the Skidmore Jazz Institute faculty all-stars.
It's always wonderful coming back here pretty much every year now for me for the past 12, 13 years to come play here at the festival and also to interact with the kids at the Skidmore Jazz Institute. It's a really wonderful thing. And I can't say enough about Todd Kuhlman, who puts these groups together every year and puts together the faculty. And yeah, I've known Quincy Davis since the late 90s. Steve Davis was a professor of mine and a teacher before that from when I was 15, 16 years old. And Clay is wonderful, Clay Jenkins. So yeah, it's a great group and a lot of old friends.
Much of the band's performance honored John Coltrane's centennial. So of course, Green was featured prominently.
John Coltrane is someone we all study. And especially playing the instrument I do, it's pretty much mandatory that you spend a good chunk of your development studying John Coltrane, his playing, and what he means to our music. You know, his legacy looms so large. And even at my stage right now, where I do a lot of composing and arranging and things like that and playing original music, you always come back to John Coltrane because he left us such a great legacy and so inspirational. When my wife and I are out at dinner or walking around somewhere and there's John Coltrane playing on the sound system, it's one of those sounds, it takes my attention. I can't not listen to John Coltrane. Like when I hear that sound, it pierces right through me.
In addition to his playing and composing, Green relishes the opportunity to teach the next generation of jazz musicians at Western Connecticut State and beyond.
In this situation where there's a lot of students in the tent that are going to be at the Institute for the next 2 weeks, they are totally focused and paying very close attention to what we do because we're going to be working with them. And they're aspiring to do what we just did, you know? So it's a beautiful exchange. It's this kind of passing it on that this music has always had and it always should have as a very core element of it.
Another annual highlight for Green is getting to play with the legendary Ron Carter, who often starts his quartet sets with a song that lasts over a half hour.
We're just following him. He makes it so easy. His musical choices, every note he plays is just gold. He's an amazing musician and a wonderful human being.
In addition to his work with the maestro, Jimmy Green will play with the WDR Big Band, Harry Connick Jr., and Ted Rosenthal this summer. You can't miss his big sound and his big heart. Listen to our full conversation at WBGO.org or on the WBGO app. I'm Dave Popkin, WBGO News.